This is an iHeart podcast.
All right, let's deal with this federal government, with the Durham report. Let's talk to two FBI whistleblowers. Cernovich is here. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight on I'm Right. Well, I'm not exactly sure how to approach this, and this is what I mean. We had the Durham report. You're not surprised by anything that we're about to talk about here. You watch I'm Right. You already know this stuff. We're going to go through it really quickly. But really, more than anything, maybe I owe Durham a thank you. And not for revealing things that I already knew, you already knew. Maybe I owe Durham a thank you for basically laying out the sky is green theory for us. I'm not going to go over the sky is green theory. Longtime viewers will know it. The basics of it is the system is so weaponized now, all the cultural institutions work together, that they can make a significant portion of the United States of America believe something that is an outright lie. They can make a huge percentage of this population look up at the sky and declare it to be green. How many friends, family members do you have, co-workers, who believe Donald Trump colluded with Russia? How many? Let's be honest with ourselves here. It's a lot. We all know somebody. Depends on how many Democrats you have in your life. Look, let's just get right down to it. If you have any Democrats in your life, they believe Donald Trump colluded with Russia. Why do they believe that, though? Now, we know from the Durham report that not only did the FBI bury all the dirt on Hillary Clinton, bury the investigations on Hillary Clinton, they also took campaign opposition research on Trump, not verified because it was all a lie. Clinton campaign hands it to the FBI. FBI runs with it, doesn't verify a thing. Even once they knew it was a lie, they kept pursuing it. And let's just be clear about something here before we go into why your Democrat friends believe that. Today, the doors of the FBI should be closed. A scandal of this magnitude, finding out the federal law enforcement arm got knee-deep involved in a presidential election to protect Democrats and attack the Republican, means the doors of the Hoover Building should be locked, chained shut today, every FBI employee fired and or put on leave. We will begin public trials within 6 months as we begin to gather paper. It's that big of a deal. This is nation-ending stuff. But why do your friends, why do your Democrat friends believe the sky is green, that Donald Trump colluded with Russia? Well, Hillary was telling them that he did.
We have never in the history of our country been in a situation where an adversary, a foreign power, is working so hard to influence the outcome of the election. And believe me, they're not doing it to get me elected. They're doing it to try to influence the election for Donald Trump. Now, maybe because he has praised Putin, maybe because he says he agrees with a lot of what Putin wants to do, maybe because he wants to do business in Moscow. I don't know the reasons, but we deserve answers.
You heard the presidential nominee say it. Oh, but it wasn't just Hillary Clinton. That would be just one of the little cultural pillars. That wouldn't be a big deal if it was just Hillary Clinton. Your Democrat friend, your liberal Aunt Peggy, over and over and over again, she sat down at night, turned on the news, she watched things like this.
The U.S. president possibly working for the Russians, possibly an unwitting pawn.
Now here's what the president said when asked if he was a secret Russian agent.
Donald Trump knows the noose is tightening.
The noose is tightening.
The noose is tightening, if you will.
The noose is tightening around the president.
The noose is tightening.
And I think they're shocked that the noose is tightening and that people might go to jail.
He knows he and POTUS are going to prison.
Well, I think they're all going to end up together in prison, and maybe that's a good thing.
Oh, my God.
Your liberal Aunt Peggy believes the sky is green. But the sky is not green. What color is the sky? Well, the CIA, they were involved in this too. They had direct knowledge that this entire plan was bogus. Then President Barack Obama, then CIA Director John Brennan, then FBI Director James Comey, AG Loretta Lynch. They not only all knew that this was a false Hillary Clinton campaign op, They knew it was a false Hillary Clinton campaign op, and they still pushed the FBI to pursue it anyway. That's how broken and rotted and corrupt your government is. The FBI knew in September of 2016 that all this was a lie. And yet James Comey is still out there in writing pushing for FISA warrants based on phony information. The scale of this, there's no amount of doomsday rhetoric I could use right now that could properly convey to you how gigantic this is. In fact, they took one of the main guys involved in this, Igor Dachenko. Don't worry about his name, but that's his name. Igor Dachenko sounds like a bad guy in a James Bond movie. Just paying him fortune to continue to lie to them. Hey, Igor, we need the lies to keep coming. Keep bringing the lies in. Now, what does this mean to you? What does this mean for a country? Well, let me be clear. We're not going to have a country in 100 years. Not one that looks like this at all. When you get to a point where your republic is in such a late stage, so corroded and corrupt, that these kinds of things can not only happen, but no one will get in trouble. Remember, that's the most damning part of this. Not only will no one get in trouble, the FBI even put out a statement basically saying, oh, we did some reforms, and now that we have those reforms, none of this like this will happen again. They needed reforms to stop themselves from lying to violate the rights of an American citizen and the Republican nominee for President of the United States of America. Once you get to a place like this, there's no getting the band back together again. You need government people going to prison in droves if you want a chance to save America. Not probation, not a slap on the wrist, not resignations, not firings. People within the walls of the FBI, CIA, DOJ, the White House, they have to have handcuffs placed on them. They have to be put under public trials, and they have to go to prison for a very long time. If that doesn't happen, and there's no indication that will happen at all, you don't have a country anymore. Very soon you will not. This will end the United States of America. It will. Even today, now that the system has to deal with the Durham report, they're out there trying to act as if all is well.
What you have with John Durham is, like, it's a big, fat nothing.
Durham's whole thing is predicated on, it's like a rabbit hole conspiracy.
We knew from the very beginning exactly what John Durham was going to conclude, and that's what we saw today. We knew from the very beginning this was never a legitimate investigation. This was a political errand.
Seems to be a complete dud. Once again, another dud by John Durham.
Okay. So the system's going to run cover. Everyone in the FBI, DOJ, CIA is going to get off scot-free. We have Trump out there on Truth Social saying, Congress must do something about this, but the thing is, they can't. They won't. That's all there is to it. But we have to do something, don't we? We have to do something to make sure you have some semblance of a normal life, that more importantly, your children do, their children after them. So what are we going to do? Well, set aside your thoughts of the United States of America. That's the first thing you need to do. This country very likely cannot be saved. You won't recover from things like this. No, nations don't recover from things like this, not without accountability. And since there won't be any, we need to take some steps, some specific aggressive steps. You see, the only hope at preserving Western civilization, period, at this point in time, is found in red America, specifically the red states. You can't even go to Canada anymore. The red states are the last hope. The future of the United States of America will be a coalition of red states. So what does that mean? What should you start demanding from your state governments, governors, AGs, state police? Well, almost every state, 49 out of 50, I believe, they have a state police force. And state police forces do state police force things, drugs, kidnappings, murders, that kind of thing. But AGs and governors need to completely reorder in red states. They need to reorder their state police force to be a force that has mission priority one of protecting the citizens of that state from the government. Your state police force should be reorganized to stand in between you and the federal government, which very clearly is way out of control and is coming for you. That's one. Two, The FBI has field offices all across the United States of America. States need to remove those field offices, remove the FBI from within your borders. The Stasi cannot be allowed to operate within the borders of a red state to continue violating the rights of American citizens. If they would like that to change, if they want to continue to operate there, call me when about, 500 to 1,000 people are sitting in federal prison who used to work at the FBI, and then we can discuss reopening the offices in our state. Your county sheriff, whether you're in a red state or a blue state, Lord willing, you're in a red county. If not, you are definitely screwed, and you don't matter anyway unless you get out. But let's say you're in a red county. It's time to start digging in and getting your county sheriff, getting a county sheriff who promises not only to stand up for you, to stop the FBI from violating your rights. It's time to start electing county sheriffs who promise to deputize the citizens of your community should the Stasi come knocking on doors. This may sound a lot, may sound too much, it may sound over the top. If you believe it's too much, over the top, hyperbole, I would argue you need to read a history book. When you have a secret state police agency working on behalf of one political party and dedicating itself to destroying the opponents of that political party, well, that kind of thing has killed more men than cancer. The future is darker than you can imagine unless people wake up and realize what I'm saying is true and start taking steps now to stop them. The future of this country is a coalition of red states banding together against a wildly out of control federal government. And that may make you uncomfortable, but I am right. We got Mike Cernovich, he's gonna join us next. We'll begin discussing these things with him. Before we get to that, let's talk about something else that's uncomfortable. I know you carry a weapon, or you probably do, I certainly do. And we're seeing what's happening out there right now with these aggressive persecutions of Good Samaritans who are standing up for people. What we do, what I've done in the past, is I bought insurance. When I got my CCW, I bought insurance with it. What's that insurance do? It buys me an attorney. I'm gonna have an attorney. Except I was misled. I did not know that these insurance companies can and do drop you like that. If they determine, I'm not sure that was self-defense, just cut you right off. They'll make you reimburse them and cut you off. That's why I love Attorneys for Freedom. Attorneys for Freedom, that's one of these bogus insurance companies. Actual legal representation on retainer, available 24/7. Protect yourself, man. Protect yourself. You need an attorney, especially if you carry a weapon. Go sign up. They got $25 off right now. Go to attorneysforfreedom.com/Jesse. That gets you $25 off. Get an attorney on retainer. attorneysforfreedom.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This week, we saw cold, hard evidence of the Trump campaign, indeed the Trump family, eagerly intending to collude, possibly, with Russia.
I saw information and intelligence that was worthy of investigation by the Bureau to determine whether or not such cooperation or conclusion was taking place.
It's become very clear that the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians in trying to subvert the election.
But look, you can see evidence in plain sight on the issue of collusion, pretty compelling evidence.
Joining me now, my friend Mike Cernovich. He is the maker of the movie Hoaxed, which you really need to see if you want to understand the sky is green theory in film form. He put that out there a long time before I came up with that ham-fisted theory. Also, go subscribe to his Substack. Mike, okay, look, you're not surprised. I'm not surprised. And this is all stuff you knew long ago. So what do we do with that, Mike? Everybody watching us right now knew this. This is information we knew, and now it's on paper. What are we supposed to do with all this today?
Right, that's the question that leads people to do what they call Fed posting, where you say things that only a federal agent would say in an effort to incite and frame people. But that's where a lot of people, unfortunately, are wondering. They're wondering, like, what do you do now? You vote, You know, you get a Republican majority, okay, you make it happen. You elect Trump in 2016, you make it happen. General Flynn, felony, Roger Stone, felony over nothing. Papadopoulos, by the way, Papadopoulos, I think, was the most unfairly targeted person because when I first researched his case, I thought I wasn't understanding what he was charged for. I go, this can't be right. The FBI claimed that Papadopoulos committed obstruction of justice because he misremembered a meeting and said, oh, I met this guy in June, but the meeting was really in July. And I remember reading that and I go, this can't be true. I'm reading it wrong, tired, had a long day, new kid, whatever. No, that was the case. So the DOJ and the FBI, which are nothing more than a Stasi, by the way, since we're talking movies, the other than hoax, the plot against the president, book by Lee Smith, who I think you know well. And then the movie, yeah. If you go watch The Plot Against the President now, it's like, whoosh, wow, how was that released in 2020? That came out, and then The Lives of Others, about the East German Stasi, and I know that's something, have you seen that one, The Lives of Others?
Highly recommend
people watch that to understand where we are, because as you've said before, I've said before, we both like history, both like the rabbit holes. Anyone talking about the fall, oh, it's like the fall of Rome. No, it's like the takeovers by the Bolsheviks when they slaughtered the czars and they put people in camps. It's like East Germany. We don't have an FBI, we have a Stasi. We have a domestic spying apparatus that persecutes their political enemies and doesn't actually solve real crimes. They create crimes. And that's a long way of saying, well, where are we? Well, I'll tell you where we are. This is going to upset a lot of Trump people. I lost friends, opportunities, the ability to hold seminars and venues because we would get threats. My life completely changed because I helped get Donald J. Trump elected in 2016. And we expected Assange to be part. Well, first of all, we didn't expect Assange to be arrested. That happened under Trump, not Obama. Okay. We wanted the JFK files. We wanted the Martin Luther King Jr. files. There were a lot of things that we wanted. We wanted the Swalwell FBI report into him and that spy because Swalwell claims, well, nothing happened. Well, great. Let's see that FBI report. Let's find out if you went to the hotel room, as many people have allegedly scaled from it. So Trump didn't do it. So when people go, oh, what do we do? We're so mad they did this to Trump. Okay, well, that's great. I lost a lot of life because getting him elected, and I'm glad I did because morally we stopped World War III with Russia, which was always a game plan under Hillary, so I'm not no pity party for me. But the question would be for all the Trump supporters who asked this is, what Donald J. Trump do with his 4 years, right? What did he do? Oh, he couldn't have done it. He didn't know. He was too naive. Oh, he just didn't realize how deep this was. It's like you're making an excuse for a toddler, right? That's what these people sound like, and they don't realize. I have a little kid. Oh, why did my kid do that? Well, because their brain's not fully developed. You know, that's why my kid poured milk on the table. They thought it'd be funny. That's what a three-year-old does. And you understand it. That's how they talk about Donald J. Trump, president of the United States. Oh, he was too trusting. Jesse, but we got to vote for him in 2024 because he's going to give us the JFK files now. He's going to give us all these things now that he wouldn't give us before, right?
Yeah, well, do they say what's going to be different next time? Because that I haven't seen yet. I haven't seen what's going to be different next time. I see what was done to him last time, and obviously all that's legitimate, but what I haven't heard from Team Trump is what's going to be different next time and why. Is the personnel going to improve? Because by the looks of the dirtballs who run his campaign, it's certainly not going to.
Correct. That's the internet talking point is, well, he wants his revenge. He'll really, it's like finger wagging. Oh, he'll really get him this time. No. You have to be like an adult. And that's why people like me, even though I don't think DeSantis can beat Trump in a primary, as you know, you and I talked about the last show, which made DeSantis supporters angry. DeSantis would actually tell you, oh, no, like, here's exactly what I do. Here's who I'd put in as FBI director. Oh, well, the Senate won't confirm him. Great. Then I'll appoint an acting FBI director. And then after 6 months, I'll appoint another acting FBI director. And that's what I'll just keep doing until I'm president, right? So Trump, this is what people have said they wanted Trump to do. They said, put Rick Grenell in as FBI director. No, we got to put in Ray. Why? Senate won't confirm Grenell. Okay. Then you get an acting guy to get stuff out. And then you remember Rick Grenell went in at DNI and got all those congressional hearings about Russiagate unclassified. And then every one of those interviews, by the way, this is Samantha Powell and all these people, you and I, we talked about that a few episodes back. They all said under oath, "Why? Wow, he was with Russia. Well, how do you know? Well, we saw it on CNN." And they go, "Okay, but do you have any actual intelligence?" No. So why was that even classified? One, the fact that Grinnell was able to get that out in a couple months says everything. So then why'd you put Ray in there instead of Grinnell? Oh, the Senate wouldn't have confirmed him. Oh, that's how these people, they sound to me like morons. It's like, okay, they're not going to confirm. Guess what? They're just like when they go, "Oh, Disney beat DeSantis." No, DeSantis made a move against one of the richest corporations in the world. And guess what? They made another move. This is combat. This is how it goes. You don't say, "Oh, we can't take on Disney because they're going to sue." And they might, yeah, they might win, idiot. No kidding, they might win, idiot. Right? Oh, never fight. Don't fight. You know, the Senate might not confirm them. They might actually, the enemy might actually get a vote, and then you might have to reply to what the enemy does. Just don't fight. Just lay around, you know, and cry all day. So when they say, "Jesse, what do we do now?" when they start talking like little Fed posters, I said, "Well, you tell me, because you want to vote for Trump again, and I know what those 4 years were like, and I know what he didn't accomplish. So you tell me then what we're going to do. How's it going to be different with Trump?" And of course they can't. It's going to be different, we promise. Just like your ex-girlfriend who you come in and you see with a guy, "Oh yeah, when she's gonna, that was just a mistake, it was a one-off, you know, next time it'll be fine."
Gosh, it's so true, man. Mike, this sucks. Okay, what's the path forward for normal people, Mike? I have no faith in the presidency whatsoever anyway. This country can't be saved from the federal government. That's my opinion, not yours, but that's my opinion. So what do normal people do, Mike? They're pulling their hair out today. They look at all this stuff. They want it to stop. They don't want to live in East Germany. They do. What do they do?
Well, it's up to us. You tweeted about this, and you made so much sense that I actually learned from you. And I'm so smart, I don't learn from anybody. And you said, why is Oklahoma putting in idiots like Thune? You know, why are these rural Republican deep red areas where you could win the Senate, where you could put in a real fire breather? Why are you putting in senators that vote to approve Garland? Right. So the way forward is, let's have a little accountability here. Let's stop. Mm-hmm. Well, what are people doing? Yeah, if you're in Oklahoma, South Dakota, North Dakota, you could put any Republican in the world you want in there. And you're putting in goobers who are going to confirm Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland, and that would block any kind of real investigation or impeachment against various officials. So don't tell me, "Oh, voting doesn't matter." You don't have to elect these idiots. You don't have to. Right. So voting does matter.
It's my favorite campaign I've done, Mike, that you voted for this campaign. I look at these red states like mine, like Texas. Why is John Cornyn a senator from the state of Texas? That's pathetic. And last primary, he got 76% of the vote in the last primary, John Cornyn did. Don't look around Washington, D.C., Texans. We're the ones sending these losers back there. Anyway, Mike, I'm not going to go off on this. Mike, appreciate you, brother.
Always a pleasure. Be well.
It's true. These red states, not good enough. My own state, I'm pointing fingers at me. Not good enough. We said the biggest losers in the Senate, like you just said, James Lankford in Oklahoma. Thune out of Dakota. What? Cornyn, Texas. Both senators from South Carolina. What? Our reddest states. Got to change it. All right. We're going to move. Let's talk to an FBI whistleblower. You ready for that? Before we get to that, let's talk about this. Let's talk about our dogs. You see, my dog, as much as I act like I don't care for the fluffy idiot, I love the guy. I do. You love your dog. We love him. They become part of the family. He's become part of the family. And I want him to last as long as possible. I've lived my whole life burying dogs like you have too. They give you what, 10, 12 years? Got to go bury him. Got to go put him down. It's freaking awful. What if you could get 14, 15, not just more years? What if you could get healthier years? Those hip problems aren't there. Eyes, coat, jaw problems, all the problems dogs have. You know, if you start giving your dog real nutrition now, you add years to the back end of his life later, just like you. When you eat better, when I eat better, go to Rough Greens. It's a nutritional supplement, all natural. You pour it on your dog's food. Veterinarians give this to their dogs for a reason. you will see a difference in your dog. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse for a free bag, all right? Or you can call them 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back.
The plan is to have a hearing next week where some of the folks, the whistleblowers, have come talk to us, and we've had over a couple dozen who've come to our committee. We've interviewed several of those, and some of those who we've interviewed we think will be in a public hearing here in the real near future.
Huh. It'd be nice to hear from some whistleblowers, wouldn't it? Oh, well, you're in luck. This is the show I'm Right, and we love FBI whistleblowers on this show. Joining me now, my buddy Kyle Serafin of the Kyle Serafin Show, and Steve Friend, who's a senior fellow at the Center for Renewing America. Also, he wrote a book, one you should probably read if you want to know about what's going on. My journey, it's called True Blue, My Journey from Beat Cop to Suspended FBI Whistleblower. Hold on, Steve, you're one of those whistleblowers, right? Are you allowed to talk about that, or is that not something we're allowed to talk about?
Oh, we can talk about it. I'm not going to hide behind the whole, it's an ongoing investigation.
Okay, thank you. Well, okay, so you are one of those people that has to go sit in front of Congress. What can we do? Okay, we know Jim Jordan's on it. We know this committee's on it. We know brave men like both of you are stepping out, giving up your careers and speaking up. But the American people, I mean, you should see my emails today. They're frantic. They want to do something. They want this to stop. What can they do?
Well, we have to raise the disgust level, I think, a little bit more within the House Appropriations to effectively defund large swaths, if not the FBI entirely, and empower a more local approach to federal law enforcement, where a marshal service would deputize task force officers who really know what's going on Main Street as opposed to K Street. But I think that with the exposure of what I'm talking about recently with the integrated program management and the FBI setting metrics for itself to achieve, essentially thinking of it as a traffic cop who has to write a certain number of tickets to meet that quota, and tying those, meeting those metrics to compensation for senior executives, I think that that will adequately disgust our elected officials and will raise the temperature on them to take corrective action.
Kyle, this stuff is exposing them, the stuff you've been saying, the stuff Steve's been saying. It's exposing them, but they don't appear, at least from the outside, they don't appear apologetic. They don't feel like they're going to reform anything. They don't even appear like they think they did anything wrong.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think they did anything wrong at all. There's something really funny about all this to me. I sort of wake up in the morning sometimes and just laugh because they took two guys, not knowing, you know, Steve and I have never met in person. We're going to do that for the first time in the next couple of days. And we've never met, but they found two guys who, one, believe in the oath of office, and two, thought they were a bunch of problems, and three, turn out to be pretty decent investigators because we've been just digging up dirt nonstop and building this case in the public sphere against the FBI. There's no fear of it because they've never been defunded. They've never had anybody lose a job. I just found out Jennifer Moore, who's the woman that suspended both Steve and I, is going to retire almost a year to the day. She's retiring on June 2nd. But she's going to walk away with her pension and no slap on the wrist. She's managed to avoid testifying in front of oversight, so she hasn't even been embarrassed or shamed. So there's no consequences on these folks unless we start seeing some consequences. And what I would love to see is people do what I keep calling kind of like a peaceful 10th Amendment revolution. You actually tweeted it out today, and you're spot on. We need to see local and state officials divest from federal task forces in the law enforcement space. They need to start moving so that our sheriffs and our Department of Public Safeties and things like that are not participating and helping this FBI, because the FBI has criminalized half this country, and we can't live in a constitutional republic where that is the case. It's incredibly dangerous. It's just ongoing ridiculousness. So let's do it peacefully so it doesn't have to get worse.
That's exactly where I come from on it. If we take these aggressive legal steps now, it won't take us to an ugly place. And Steve, I see this going to an ugly place because the history books tell me it goes to an ugly place. And that's the last thing in the world I freaking want to see. Do you think the American people realize that we have to get more aggressive now legally to avoid something horrible?
They absolutely should. If they haven't already, it's kind of getting late in the game here. You know, I came to this conclusion recently, and I made the point. Christopher Wray was paid $9 million the year before he became the FBI director. That's a 10-year appointment. He gave up $9 million a year times 10. You know, I went to school, so that's $90 million. $90 million towards the cause. He is completely content with the weaponization of the FBI going after large swaths of the American population because they believe in traditional marriage or they're pro-life or they believe in border sovereignty. Those are deemed to be problematic for federal law enforcement at this point. And if that is what ideological conviction looks like from the man who is at the head of the FBI, what does it look like down the ranks for people who are just trying to keep their head down and keep their job, keep that paycheck rolling in? I think we're going to be in big trouble, which piggybacking what Kyle says, we need to go local. We need to empower these executives at the state level or encourage them to take corrective action, divest, boycott the FBI. Look at the case in point in Alabama, where you have the special agent in charge of Mobile, who gave his people off for Mardi Gras to go party, and you have the other special agent in charge of Birmingham, who sent the email out about the school board protests going on and giving a threat tag to those individuals. There's no reason why Kay Ivey, as governor there, doesn't encourage all of her sheriffs within every county and all of her state law enforcement to no longer cooperate with the FBI, cut the legs out from the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Kyle, how many good apples are there? And look, I don't expect everybody within the walls of the FBI to be as brave as Steve and you were to step out, give up your career. I understand that's a big step, and I applaud you both for it. But are we looking at a possible revolt from within the walls? I mean, I know that's probably wishful thinking, but it would be nice if it wasn't Kyle and Steve and was instead about 10,000 FBI employees saying, this has to change now.
Well, I'll take one Steve friend over most of the people that I've met in the FBI when it comes to principles and character. So there's that. I think there's three actual buckets of FBI employees to include agents. Bucket number one, which is the ones that are sort of in our camp. They're doing their job. They're doing it quietly. Most of them are Christian unvaccinated. You know, they have already been marked for removal by the FBI. We kind of know that already. And they've been dealing with negative repercussions of their convictions, of their religious experience as well. So that is a good bucket of people, but it's maybe 10%, maybe 15% tops. So it's not a big number. You know, it's maybe 2,000, 3,000, 3,500. And then you've got another, probably the biggest bucket, which is probably maybe closer to 80%, 75, 80. And that is the people that have just firmly put their head in the sand. They are pretending to be an ostrich and hiding from reality. I'm guessing that they probably don't know that there was a Durham report that was released. I'm guessing they don't know that they're the bad guys. And they're just going to continue on watching CNN, getting the talking points, getting the Jake Tapper, you know, no crow in mouth sort of experience. And then you've got a few people that are really, really out there driving this train. And those are the Peter Strzoks and the Andy McCabe types and the Jennifer Moores, who are legitimately perpetrating evil, who are actually driving the weaponization. And they're keeping everybody else in check because they've set an example what happens to people like Steve and I. So they're the ones that are driving it, and they're having other people be their henchmen and so on. So everybody's kind of pot committed. There's a very, very small number of people that are resisting, and I don't think we can drive it higher because we already saw how they were going to behave in 2020 and 2021 when the sort of the tyranny got thrown down. Everyone kind of exposed what their colors were already.
Jeez. Kyle, Steve, boys, we're going to have a beer soon, I promise.
Sounds good, Jesse.
See you, fellas. Bad gone, man. That's not good. That's not good at all. Anyway, speaking of whistleblowers, moving off of the FBI, there's another three-letter agency. It's the IRS. It's kind of an important one. You know, the government's the strong man goes out and twists our arm for the money we make. Yeah, there's something really scary going on there, too. We'll talk to Amber Athey about that in just a moment. Speaking of arm twistage, your timeshare company. They twist in your arm. They telling you can't get out of your timeshare. It's what they do. Oh, I caught onto this scam a long time ago. Lone Star Transfer caught onto this scam a long time ago. They suck you in with the fancy brochure and the meeting and, oh my gosh, look at the beach. And then eventually you get tired of it, stop using it. You think you could just give her back. Nope. They tell you, sorry, nope. Pay your annual fees on time every year. Oh, sorry, they doubled this year. Sorry about that. You can get out. Lone Star Transfer is how you get out. You're one phone call away from freedom. They're successful 99% of the time. They'll get you out. Make that phone call. Call 844-310-2646. They guarantee it. They put it in writing. 844-310-2646. One phone call gets you out. You ready? All right. We'll be back. Okay, it's not like we don't have a bunch of bad news to unpack with all the Durham stuff and FBI stuff. And I can't believe I'm saying this. I feel like the IRS stuff might be even more nefarious, or at least as nefarious as the FBI stuff. But it's like second tier for stories, so people aren't talking about it. I'm glad Amber is, though. Joining me now, my friend Amber Athey. She is the author of the book, The Snowflakes Revolt, which I would recommend. Amber, okay, lay things out for people here. What was going on with the IRS, and then what happened today? I woke up to the headline and did that internet meme where my eyes about fell out of my skull.
Right, so the IRS was responsible for investigating these sort of icky tax withholdings from Hunter Biden, where they claimed that he wasn't reporting all of his income. Shocker, because a lot of it is from foreign sources and foreign nationals. And it turns out that the IRS whistleblower who put together this team to continue investigating Hunter Biden's nefarious tax dealings revealed that the DOJ took his entire team off of the case. And a former IRS official testified to Congress that he's never seen anything like this in his entire career as an IRS agent. An entire investigatory team taken off of the case by the DOJ of the son of the president. The whole thing reeks to high heaven.
Okay, so just trying to make sure I understand this correctly. They probably didn't know who the whistleblower was. And so Merrick Garland, as Joe Biden's hatchet man, just axed the entire team. Do I have that correctly?
Yeah, you have that correctly. And unfortunately, this is just another reminder for people who have been following the Hunter Biden corruption case for a while now that there's not going to be justice coming from the DOJ. I mean, the DOJ under the Biden administration has been so politicized. It goes after pro-lifers who protest at abortion clinics. It goes after school board parents who show up to complain if their daughters get raped in the bathroom by a non-binary person. So the idea that Hunter Biden was going to be prosecuted by Merrick Garland was already kind of ridiculous. And so a lot of people are talking about this Arkansas child support case where Hunter Biden is asking to make lower payments to his former stripper baby mama. And the reason that that case is important towards making sure Hunter Biden is held accountable is that this is a civil case. And so he can be compelled to testify, he can be subpoenaed, and he can't plead the fifth. So he would have to basically unveil all of his financial dealings in order to prove that he deserves to be paying lower child support payments.
Oh my gosh, he sounds like so much fun to party with. All right, Amber, you think all this DOJ stuff goes away for Hunter? I've had this theory. I read it's a crackpot theory. I have no basis for this whatsoever. I figured the system is done with Joe. They'd rather have Gavin Newsom. And I figured they were going to use this Hunter Biden stuff as leverage to push old President Poopy Pants out the back door.
That's what I thought, too. And that's what the Democrats would do if they were smart. But I think we've learned that despite them being completely corrupt and Machiavellian, they're also not very bright. So it seems like they're kind of setting in motion the opportunity for them to either drop the case entirely or to just get Hunter on a few minor charges. I mean, the DOJ case from the get-go, the investigation that's been going on since 2018 into Hunter Biden was kind of small potatoes anyway, because, again, they were going after him for these tax dealings, these tax charges, and also for filling out false information on a form to buy a firearm. When you compare that to the scope of the corruption involving the Biden family that's been unveiled by the House Oversight Committee, where you have 9 Biden family members getting millions of dollars from CCP-connected officials, from corrupt Romanians, from Ukrainians, the idea that Hunter Biden didn't pay enough on his taxes being the real, you know, smoking gun is pretty absurd.
Okay. You have written a lot about woke millennials and how they're the driving force behind so much of this insanity we see out there, Russian hoaxes and everything else. Explain.
Absolutely. The woke millennials have really captured the media, particularly the mainstream corporate media. And these are the same people who were shuttering debate on college campuses, throwing Molotov cocktails when people like Ben Shapiro would come to speak. And they've been hired at the New York Times, the Washington Post, and at big tech companies like Twitter and Facebook, and have been put in charge of both editorial decisions as well as at big tech, the decisions to censor certain material. So when we hear about the media coordinating to call the Hunter Biden laptop Russian disinformation and people at Twitter pulling the New York Post story off of the platform ahead of the 2020 election, that's millennials who are doing that. It's young people who are pretty recent college graduates within the last 10 to 15 years who have their hands on the levers of control. And unfortunately, all of these people in charge go along with it because they're so terrified of being called a racist if they don't comply. Plus, a lot of the people at mainstream media outlets who are in the editorial seats are liberal anyway, so they're pretty sympathetic to it. But it's really horrific when you see just how deep these millennials have sort of entrenched themselves into American institutions.
Yeah, that's not good. Amber, thank you. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right. We got Lighten the Mood next. Before we get to Lighten the Mood, let's lighten your allergies. And no, I'm not selling you medication. You know my thoughts on Big Pharma. You know my thoughts really on medication, period. I understand some of it's necessary, but try to keep as much of it out of my body as humanly possible. But I had allergies bad. Eyes, nose, it was terrible. So what do you do? Why don't you get yourself 3 Eden Pure Thunderstorms? Keep one where you sleep. Keep one in the kitchen. Keep one in the general living area. If you got kids, keep one where they sleep. It's an air purifier. It's this little black box. Doesn't have a filter you need to replace. It's called a thunderstorm because it does inside of your home what nature does after a thunderstorm. Don't believe me? Don't worry. You'll be able to smell it. Go plug one into a room and come back in an hour later. Your air is clean. They're incredible. They're miracles. They have 3 packs for sale, $200 off. You have to go to EdenPureDeals.com. Code Jesse, that gets you a 3-pack for $200 off. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse. We'll be back. All right, it's time to lighten the mood. And we need lighten the mood today, don't we? Before we get to that, why hasn't the GOP done anything to stop all this? Why hasn't they done it? Well, because they're low-T. That's all there is to it. There's a reason I call them the low-T GOP. The GOP is full of nerds. Instead of type A alpha men, we are political party, the one that's supposed to be defending you and defending me. It's packed full of nerds. They've never been in a fight, never played any contact sports, never done anything. They're full of dorks. The entire GOP needs to get on a male vitality stack from Chuck. In fact, you do too. Or if you're a lady, you need to get on a female vitality stack. Natural herbal supplements. No big pharma. Natural herbal supplements. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. You take it for 90 days and tell me how well you feel. It's amazing. Anyway, the whole GOP needs one. You might as well get on one. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. Gets you 35% off subscriptions. Get a subscription. Don't pay full price like a chump. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right. Let's deal with the dog that plays piano. Singing. I'll see you tomorrow.
This is an iHeart podcast.